8, and we read verses 34 through 38. Mark chapter 8 and verses 34 through 38. It says there, "And when he had called the people unto him, with his disciples also, he said unto them, Whosoever will come after me, let him deny himself, and take up his cross, and follow me. For whosoever will save his life shall lose it." I want you to look at that verse 35. That is my text tonight. But that verse 35 there, I want you to just keep that in your memory and your brain tonight while I preach. But verse 35 says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it. But whosoever shall lose his life for my sake and the gospel's, the same shall save it. For what shall it profit a man if he shall gain the whole world and lose his own soul? Or what shall a man give in exchange for his soul? Whosoever therefore shall be ashamed of me and of my words in this adulterous and sinful generation, of him also shall the Son of Man be ashamed, when he cometh in the glory of his Father with the holy angels." Let's go ahead and begin with the word of prayer before we begin. Dear Heavenly Father, we thank you, Lord, for this day that you've given to us. And Lord God, we're so thankful for the many blessings that you've given to us, Lord. And Lord God, I ask for a special prayer tonight that you would be with Pastor as he preaches to those people over in Arkansas. And Lord God, help those people to get a heart for missions. And if they already have a heart, to keep that heart burning for missions. And give Pastor the words to speak tonight and these past couple days that he's been preaching. Give him safety as he travels. And Lord God, there's many other prayer requests on the prayer list. And think of many others as Gary's overstreet in the hospital. And thank you, Lord, for Miss Connie for healing her from her surgery. And Lord God, I pray for our Faith Promise Missions giving, Lord, that if there's anyone in here tonight, Lord, that you wanted them to give and they haven't, I pray, Lord God, that you would work on their heart to give more to you and your work. And Lord God, I ask most importantly tonight that you would help these people not to hear from me, but to hear from you. In Jesus' name I pray, amen. Mark chapter 8 and verses 34 through 38, this afternoon, as I was trying to study and figure out what I was going to preach on, you know, there's just a million things that come to your mind. You know, when you're going through the Bible and there's story after story and place after place of what you could preach on, it kind of can get overwhelming. It kind of can be like, God, are you wanting me to preach on this or this or this or this? And many of y'all who have preached before know the feeling. You know, what am I supposed to speak on? And I was just trying to go through the Bible and find somewhere to preach. And it's not so I don't have anything to preach. It's just there's so much that you can preach that the Bible is just full of stories and full of lively events that have happened and Jesus Christ and the end times and everything. It just goes through your mind. But as I was, you know, there just trying to figure out, you know, what the Lord wanted me to preach, He brought this to my mind, and I think I just want to give it to you tonight. I think the Lord gave this to me to give to you tonight, and this is what I want to give to you. But I want to talk to you about the subject, you find your life when you lose it. You find your life when you lose it. The text verse tonight is verse 35. It says, "For whosoever will save his life shall lose it, but whosoever shall lose his life for my sake in the Gospels, the same shall save it." Hudson Taylor, who was a missionary in China for over 54 years in China, started the China Inland Mission. I read his book back in high school when I read about the things that he went through in China. And one of the things was that he would take two chairs, put them one right here and one right here. He'd take a board, probably a 2x6, 2x8 board or 2x4, I can't remember. And he would lay it across there, and that was his bed for the night. And that's what he would sleep on while he was in China. Hudson Taylor was a missionary in China for over 54 years. Hudson Taylor did not have the nicest of things while he was in China. Hudson Taylor gave his life to the Lord. Hudson Taylor saw thousands, if not millions, of people saved and started the China Inland Mission over in China. Hudson Taylor was a man after God's own heart. Hudson Taylor was a missionary to the Chinese people, and he believed that, the statement, that he would find his life when he lost it. And Hudson Taylor, I bet at the end of his life, when he stood before God and God told him all the wonderful things that were waiting for him in heaven, he finally found his life. He finally found his life. When God called Hudson Taylor to go to China and told him to go there, Hudson Taylor found his life. Hudson Taylor could have found, if he was to live here in the States and not do what God wanted him to do and not see those people saved and not go where God wanted him to go, he could have had a nice bed. He could have had a nice house. He could have had all the American dream is what we say it nowadays, and to have nice things and the heat in the winter and cold in the summer. He could have had all these nice things. But you know what Hudson Taylor thought of when he was going to those Chinese people? As he says, my life is not my own. My life is God's. And I want to do whatever God wants me to do. You see, Hudson Taylor found his life when he lost it. He found his life when he said, God, my life is not mine, but my life is yours. I'm going to give up all my desires. I'm going to give up what I want to do, and I am going to go to China, and I'm going to serve you. I'm so glad that when I was an 11-year-old boy, I got saved. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ came into my heart. And after that, after I had gotten saved, I found out that my life was lost before that. But when I got saved, I found my life. The year after that, I went to a missions conference here, or a preacher's conference, missions conference here. And the preacher preached, and the year as I was a 12-year-old boy, I surrendered my life to preach. I said, God, my life is not mine, and I'm not to brag of anyone in here tonight, but I'm just trying to give you an illustration here, is that I wanted to be, I did not find my life before that time. My life was lost. Even though I was saved, I didn't know where God wanted me to go, but I found my life when I walked that aisle and I surrendered to what God wanted me to do. I found my life when God wanted me to do it. And you know what? I think of this all the time, is that I found my life when I went to Bible college too. When I went to Bible college, and not just because of the classes, not just because I got an education, not just because I got to walk across that platform and get a diploma for the things that I did. But you know what I thought when I found my life is on the weekends. When I go on the bus route in Cicero, Illinois, and I'd see those kids, and they'd get on the bus, and I'd see those families there as they would live in absolute horrific homes that you could never even imagine here in Oklahoma City. But you know what happened? I had lost my life, but I found it when I was with those bus kids. I found my life when I invited somebody to come to church. I found my life when I was investing in those little kids. I found my life when I was investing in those children that would ride on that bus. I found my life when I was at church, when I was discipling people. I found my life when I was listening to the Word of God and the preaching. I found my life. I found my life when I come here at 9 o'clock in the mornings and I get to ride the van to go pick up those kids for church. I found my life because I invested in Amari that rides our van. I found my life because I invested in Anaya that rides our van. And I'm not here trying to tell you that I'm some great person or some great one, but I'm trying to tell you here that when you lose your life, you can find it in the Lord Jesus Christ. You find your life when you lose it. Get rid of all the worldly desires and all your fleshly desires that you want to have. Get rid of it. Take up your cross and follow Jesus Christ and say, God, my life is not mine. And I want to lose my life so that I can find it in you. That's what I want to do. Paul, on the road to Damascus, had a lost life. Losing his life, persecuting people, persecuting Christians, living a wicked, sinful life. And then God came to him. He approached him and said, hey, Paul, is it hard for thee to kick against the pricks? Is it hard for thee to not listen to the Lord God? Is it hard for you to not do what I want you to do? Is it hard for you to do that? And you know what Paul found out? He said, yeah, it kind of is. Yeah, I've been convicted. Yeah, I know I've been doing wrong. You've been working on my heart, God. And you know what happened to Paul after that day? He lost his old life and he found a new one. He lost his old life and he found a new one in Jesus Christ. And there's testimony after testimony who has lost their old life and gone to a whole better new life in Jesus Christ. Now, God does not call everyone to the mission field. God does not call everyone to preach. God does not ever call everyone to teach or to be laymen in the church. Maybe God just wants you to give. Maybe God just wants you to raise your family in church and be a lame. That's perfectly fine. Whatever God wants you to do, that's where you find your life. That's where you find your life. You don't find your life going down to the bar and living it up with your friends on midnight at night. You don't find your life. You have a lost life if you do that. But let me tell you something. You Sunday school teachers, that's where you found your life. And investing in those kids who come in your Sunday school class, you found your life in those. You people who are here tonight have found your life in God, found your life in church. And that's where our lives need to be. You find your life when you lose it. I found so great a salvation in Jesus Christ because I've lost my own fleshly desires. I want to lose my own fleshly desires so that I can be more like Christ. And you know what happened when Jesus died on the cross? You know the words that he said? He said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. And I'll tell you this. There's never been a leader in all of history who has done what Jesus Christ did on that cross and said those words. Not one person. No, it wasn't Muhammad. No, it wasn't Allah. No, it wasn't Buddha who said that. But Jesus Christ taught that you can even just love your enemies. Even if they crucify you to a cross, love your enemies. Even if they put you in jail, love your enemies. When Paul, he had a lost life, but when Paul was in that prison and they put him in prison for preaching the word of God, what Paul did was sang hymns that night and the earthquake began to shake and the bars began to break and he walked out of that jail and he found his life when he was sitting in a prison and he knew that God was with him and he sang praises to God. He found his life. I think of Brother Jeremy tonight. I've been texting him back and forth. And it breaks my heart to text him and see all the... He should be here tonight, sitting on the second row. But I've been texting him back and forth. And you know what? That man, he's found life. He's told me, he said, they can separate me from my family. They can separate me from my boys. He said, but there is nothing that can separate me from the love of God, Titus. He said, there is nothing. You know what Brother Jeremy found in that jail cell? He's sitting in a jail cell, not be able to do anything with his life, not be able to work a job and have the freedoms that we have. But he has found a life because he's lost his old one. He said, God, my life is yours. And if you want me to be in a jail cell, then I'll stay here. God, if you want me to be in Timbuktu, I'll be there. Look at all these missionaries along this board over here. All these people. They found a life. 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 And the list goes on and on to all of these missionaries along this wall right here. They've all found a life in Jesus Christ. All these people that are along this wall, these people have found a life. And maybe your life ain't going to a mission field. Maybe you haven't found that new life in being a preacher. But you can give to these people. You can have a part in what these people partake in. You know, these people that are along this wall, the reason why I give to missions is because I want to have a part in those souls that those people reach. And you may say, oh, but I don't have a lot of money. I don't have, I'm in debt and stuff. Let me tell you something. If you just trust God and give whatever God wants you to give, He'll take care of you. He'll take care of you. Every single time, He will take care of you. I remember sitting in at college, me and my wife, we just got married, and I had never really thought about missions before, and I've never really been convicted about it. But I was not giving anything at all to missions. I was tithing, but I was not giving to missions. And I was sitting there in one of our classes in the back row, of course, you know, college students in the back row, not a good thing. But I knew who was speaking. That was Brother Wilkerson, which is a pastor at First Baptist Church. So I knew I better listen or I'm going to be in big trouble. So, but he was up there speaking, and he was speaking to us men. And church ed class is a class where all of us men go to. And we sit in there, and we bring in different preachers from all across the United States. And people who preach in chapel, they'll teach us in that one-hour class right after, between a 12 and 1 o'clock hour. Well, Brother Wilkerson was teaching that day, and he was talking on missions. And he was talking to us college students. And, you know, college students, what kind of money do they have, you know? I mean, you're telling college students to give to missions? I mean, are you out of your mind? Are you crazy? But you know what? I'm so glad Brother Wilkerson found his life that day. It was because when I was sitting in the back of that service, the Lord pricked my heart. And he told me, it wasn't even a big number he told me to give, but he said, you can do this. He said, you can give that. He said, you can cut out that one meal you have on the weekend and you can give that money. He said, you can do it. And the whole time I just thought, Lord, what? I'm a college student. I'm married now. I've got these bills. I got double bills here and there. And the Lord said, no, it's all right. He said, stop. He said, it's all right. Just give. Just give it to God. Hey, when you find your life, when you lose it, give your life to the Lord Jesus Christ. He will use it. Jesus Christ will use your life to the best of your ability. Dwight L. Moody said, our greatest fear should not be a failure, but of succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. Our greatest fear should not be something of failure, but of succeeding at something that doesn't really matter. You know what the world lives for today? Is something that doesn't matter. They have a lost life. They have lost their lives. They have not found it. And that's why the Bible tells us, go into all the world and preach the gospel. Tell every creature. Go into all the world and preach the gospel. But let me tell you something. Dwight L. Moody, who's a preacher and has seen millions of people saved through his preaching, he's found his life when he lost it. He lost his life, and he said, God, my life is yours. I don't want it. I want to give it to you. There are countless of other missionaries that I could go through. There are countless of preachers, and not even preachers. There are people who are sitting in this pew who could say the exact same thing tonight. Say that, God, I've given my life to you, and that's what I want. But you find your life when you lose it. Think of Pastor tonight. He's found his life. I know I've lived with him for a long time, and he's found it. He's done what God has wanted him to do through heartaches, through ups and downs. He said, God, my life is not yours. And the same thing with Paul, same thing with Peter, same thing with John, same thing with all the disciples and the apostles that followed Jesus. They had died for what they believed in seeing. They had died a martyr's death, saying, I believe in Jesus Christ. Okay, well, if you denounce his name, then we'll let you live. But if you're not, we're going to cut your head off right now. Those men died believing into seeing what they saw as Jesus Christ, because they said, my life is not mine. My life is Jesus Christ. I want to lose my life so that I can gain it for his glory. I want to lose my life so that I can help my kids and I can help those Sunday school kids. And I want to lose my life so I can help my neighbor across the street. And I want to lose my life so that someone else can have. You know, that's exactly what Jesus did when he died on the cross. He lost his life so that I could have. Let me tell you something today. It amazes me because I look back in the sins that I've committed and done. And I think about Jesus Christ, how he died on the cross and how he saved me of that sin. It amazes me every single day that Jesus would do something like that for me, that Jesus would lose his life so that I could be saved, so that I didn't have to go to a place called hell and burn there for forever and ever. I'm so glad that Jesus Christ did that for me. I'm so glad Jesus Christ lost his life and then found it. I'm so glad he did that for me. And if we're to be Christians, if we're to be Christ-like, we're supposed to do the exact same thing. We're supposed to give others. May not even be to missions. It may be helping a neighbor out. Maybe helping the poor. It may be helping out your coworkers. It may be helping others out. But you don't know what your life is about until you give it to Jesus Christ. You say, God, my life is yours. And God doesn't call everyone in the mission field, like I said, but if you, whatever God wants you to do, find your life in that. I guarantee you that there's people who have sat where you sat, and they've come to church, and they've been through the motions, and they've been saved, and they've surrendered their life. But you know what? They didn't go. They didn't truly commit to God. They didn't say, I want to lose my life to commit to you. Yes, they may be saved. Yes, that's great. But they didn't say, God, I want to find peace and happiness in your will. I don't want to find peace and happiness in my will, because it'll never happen. Brother Hiles preaches a message about happiness is not found. It's created. Happiness is not found. It's created. You take... I've seen it before in those families that, up in Chicagoland. They're some of the happiest kids, and they have absolutely nothing to live for. I've been to Africa, and I've seen those kids there, and they are the happiest kids you will ever see. Even if you give them just a little piece of candy, if you give them, they don't even have a shirt on their back. They don't have anything, but they have, excuse me. But what I'm saying is that you can give your life to them to help them be saved. You can give to missions. You can do these things to help those people. I'm so glad that I've missed out on the living my life in a life-wrecked, sinful life of alcohol. I'm so glad I've missed out on taking those drugs and shooting them into my body and wasting my money every single day. And if you are sitting in here tonight and you have experienced the same thing as me, well, praise the Lord, because that's something that you do not want to get into. You want to be missed out on the alcohol, the drugs. I'm so glad I missed out on all the fornication and idolatry that's going on in our world today. I'm so glad I missed out on the gambler lifestyle and the money lover who just lives it up for money. Who just lives it up, who doesn't care about his family, doesn't listen to people around him, who doesn't care, but it's all about me. I'm so glad I've missed out of living my life in a sin-filled, wrecked world and giving my life to sell it to the devil and saying, devil, you know what? I'm just going to live for you and forget about God. But let me encourage you tonight, Christian. Or encourage you tonight, if you've never been saved, find your life when you lose it. And I know that may be hard to wrap your mind around, you find your life when you lose it. But let me tell you something. You know you'll find your life when you find peace in God's will. If God says, I want you to go down the street and start a church, you had better do everything in your ability to start the church. If God says, I want you to be, if God told me and my wife tonight, I want you to be a missionary to Europe or to England or to South America, me and my wife would be trying everything, getting our stuff ready tonight, selling stuff and getting on the road to start deputation. You had better start that right away, because you find your life when you lose it. I can't emphasize that enough to you tonight. Hudson Taylor found his life when he lost it. Dwight L. Moody found his life when he lost it. Billy Sunday found his life when he lost it. Paul, on the road to Damascus, found his life when he lost it. When you lose your life, you are saying to God, all of what I have is yours. I want to live for you, Lord. You gave all of what you had to me. And my life, I want to give all of what I have to you. And whatever capacity you can serve the Lord in, do it to your fullest ability. Soul winning on Saturday. Soul winning whenever you have your soul winning time. Telling someone about the Lord Jesus Christ. That should be one of the topmost priorities in your life. Because you find your life when you go up to a door and you knock on it. And you tell that person about Jesus Christ. That's where you find your life, Christian. That's where you find your life. That's where you find your peace. That's where you find your joy, is in the living in the joy of the Lord, is living where God wants you to be at. What God wants you to do in His Word, those are the things that will help you find peace and help you find joy in your life. You find your life when you lose it. I have to say tonight that God's been good to me. And I think there's many people in this auditorium who could testify the same thing. But there's people like these missionaries who are living all across the world in some of the most horrific places that you could ever live in. Some of the most horrible places. I've been to Africa and seen it, and you just go and go and go, and there's village after village after village after mud hut, and people, you walk in the mud hut and there's no lights, there's just pitch black, and they sleep on the mud on the floor. But let me tell you something, those missionaries who are over there, they live some of the happiest lives that they will ever live than compared to a Hollywood movie star living in California making millions of dollars. You know why? Because they lost their life and they found it in Jesus Christ. Find your life in Jesus Christ. Follow Jesus Christ. Don't follow the world. We don't need to be following Rihanna Grande. We don't need to be following the TV channels that we watch every single day. We don't need to be following TLC or Nickelodeon, whatever they are. We don't need to be following the TV. We don't need to be following this charismatic crowd. We don't need to be following those things. We need to be following the Bible. We need to be following the Word of God. We need to give our life to Jesus Christ in any capacity or any way that you can give your life to Jesus Christ. I will say this, that everyone in this building can at least have a part in what God is doing in this world today. Say, everyone in this building can at least probably soul win. So you can pass out a tract. You can give some money to help these missionaries reach the world. And we don't take a dime from these missionaries that you give to these tithes to paint these walls or anything. All of what you give to into those missions goes to those missionaries. Because we believe that when we find our life when we lose it. That's what this church, that's what I want this church to be about, is I want this church to find its life when we lose it for Jesus Christ. How about you tonight? Are you living for Jesus? Is there an emptiness inside where you feel like you've lost something? Maybe you've gotten off track, or maybe you have lived in some of these lifestyles that I mentioned about. Hey, Jesus Christ can forgive you. Jesus Christ forgave Paul, who was a murderer and a thief. He was a murderer. He forgave the thief on the cross, who was a thief, and he was going to die and go to hell, but he said, today thou wilt be with me in paradise. He can forgive those people. He can forgive Peter, who had a big mouth and who just talked out loud and didn't care about anyone around him. He can forgive Peter, who even denied him 3 times. He can forgive you. He can forgive me. He can forgive anybody in this whole wide world. You say, I don't know. I've lived a pretty bad life, and I wouldn't even tell you half the stuff I've lived. Jesus knows how you've lived. Jesus knows what you've done, and Jesus' blood has covered it all. Jesus' blood has paid for all of your sins so that you can be saved. He is holding out the gift of salvation, and all you have to do is take that gift and believe in Jesus Christ. That's all you have to do, and you'll find your life when you lose it. Let's go ahead and bow our heads, close our eyes.